Loving and forgiving are you, O Lord. Slow to anger, rich in kindness, loving and forgiving are you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, the Lord welcomes us to this moment of reflection. Today is the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. Our first reading is taken from Ecclesiasticus chapter 27, verse 33 to chapter 28, verse 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 102 or Psalm 103, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans chapter 14, verses 7 to 9. Our gospel reading for this Sunday is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is forgive even the unforgivable. Forgive even the unforgivable. My brothers and sisters, the psalmist of Psalm 33 says, from all our terrors, the Lord sets us free. For as Titus chapter 2 verse 14 says, he gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, a people zealous for God, a people zealous for good deeds. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, we have been pardoned by the Lord for an unpayable debt caused by sin. St. Thomas Aquinas adds that from the beginning of his conception, Christ merited our eternal salvation. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we must join the psalmist today in blessing the name of the Lord, who forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from the pit and crowns us with loving devotion and compassion. Hence, we must, as Luke's Gospel chapter 3, verse 36 says, be merciful just as our Father is merciful. I repeat, we are called to be merciful, just as our Father is merciful. We must, as Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 says, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant sacrificial offering to God. Thus, my brothers and my sisters, Ben Sirach wisely notes in the first reading of today that we must free our hearts from the shackles of resentment, from the shackles of anger, bitterness, from the shackles of hate, and from the shackles of an unforgiven spirit. He also says, remember the commandments and do not bear your neighbor ill will. Remember the covenant of the Most High and overlook that offense. My brother, overlook that offense. My sister, overlook that offense. But like Peter in today's gospel, it is pertinent to ask, how do we overlook the offense of those who humiliate us? How do we overlook the offense of those who steal the common fund? How do we overlook the offense of those who abused and shamed our sons and daughters? In his 1997 message for World Day of Peace, St. John Paul II notes, forgiveness can seem contrary to human logic, which often yields to the dynamics of conflict and revenge. But forgiveness is inspired by the logic of love, that love which God has for every man and woman. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, because of that love, Jesus says to Peter and to us that we must forgive not just 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. In other words, we must overlook all offenses. We must release our hearts from cages of past and forgiven sin or sins. We must be willing to plead for and offer forgiveness. And we must end that self-imposed bondage of unforgiveness. However, my brothers and sisters, we need God's grace. Because as St. Thomas notes in his commentary on the Lord's Prayer, God's grace precedes our willingness to forgive. Nonetheless, grace does not free us from the command to freely forgive those who ask us. In fact, for those who seek perfection of life, the Lord demands real and selfless forgiveness, which necessitates the search for the good of those who hate us. Yes, that is difficult, my brothers and my sisters. But Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so, my brothers and my sisters, I ask and I plead that you forgive a brother today. Forgive a sister. Forgive those who had offended you. And I pray that you forgive us, your priests and religious, for the times we offended you, for the times we did not take care of you. Forgive us and ask the Lord to grant us the grace to become better Christians, better priests, better religious, and greater children of God. Please remember to pray for me, Father Anthony Uche. May the Lord bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God forgives us all our sins, healing those who live in pain, saving us from final death. God fills us with goodness and love. Loving and forgiving are you, O Lord. slow to anger, rich in kindness, loving and forgiving.